Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am in Stephen, Stephen Flitcroft, Flitcroft. Stephen Flitcroft is a 39-year-old male who reports he injured his left knee at work on 12/18/21. But at that time, there was a car accident on the railroad tracks. Pretty was standing nearby and slipped, injuring the left knee. Brady did go to Cape Regional Emergency Room the same day. Brady had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus that was repaired surgically on 3/16/22. Brady is no longer receiving any active treatment. Brady admits that in the past he had a traumatic fluid in the knee that was drained many times. Period. This yielded no specific diagnosis. Period. This scenario took place at Rothman in 2016. Period. He also reports in September 2022, he was injured doing intensive training for a job, and within a few hours, his knee lost all feeling. Period. He then did return to work in a light duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, I am not in receipt of any medical documentation to review in this matter. Period. Physical exam, he relates he did see Dr. Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, and underwent an MRI and surgery in March 2022. Period. Extremities lowered, inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The rest of that is normal. Knee is normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbar sacral. He changed positions fluidly. He was able to scratch that. He changed positions slowly. He was able to squat and rise, eliciting a popping sound in both knees. Period. His gait was somewhat deliberate, but did not display true antalgia or limp. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 12/18/21, Stephen Flitcroft was attending to a car accident that occurred on railroad tracks. Brady slipped and fell on the track, injuring his left knee. Brady was seen at the emergency room the same day. Brady was later diagnosed with a torn meniscus, treated surgically on 3/16/22. Brady has completed a course of active treatment. Brady admits to having problems in this knee with collection of fluid. Period. This was aspirated one time with no specific diagnosis. Period. This occurred at Rothman in 2016. Period. In September 2022, he alleges he injured the knee again doing intensive training. Period. He was out of work for 1 week. And then returned to his full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found he ambulated with a deliberate gait, but no limp or antalgia. Period. When he squatted, there was a popping sound at both knees. Period. Range of motion of the left knee was full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory left leg. Period. If pertinent medical documentation becomes available, I would be more than happy to review it and provide an addendum report. Period. End.